Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's call in Buddhas and Butterflies. We are heading into an integration week, and we're working with breathwork today. So I'm going to invite you, if you haven't already, to get yourself comfy, cozy, and set up for that all. And this is the second integration session, which means we do more strict breathwork. Now, I was just saying off the recording that I just finished moving, so please forgive the clutter in the background. I was gonna try to hang out like this for the entire call, but I don't think my back's gonna be very happy with me if I do that. So I'm just gonna be authentically me and invite you to do the same as I live into that energy a little bit more confidently day by day. And then for our time together, I was also really nervous about like the Wi-Fi and everything else. And it might have also been subconsciously steered by my own just fatigue after the last couple of extremely busy days and honestly a couple of weeks getting prepared for this all. But for today's breathwork call, I have like an intro song that's about 6 minutes or so that I'll do some talking through. And then I've got like a 38-minute chunk that is decently guided with words all on its own. And then I'm going to interject routinely with my thoughts on that all. But just know that if for some reason there is any sort of sound glitches or anything like that, the recording will steward you and carry you through. So this is my plan for today. So I've been sitting on this one. I really like it. I've been using it a lot for myself, and it was probably one of those pieces that I used like the most when I first found breathwork. So it's just this like short 40-minute sections of cueing and music that was like divine. I love Liquid Bloom, who's the instrument guy behind it all. And then after that, there's a couple of more songs. So know that even if I cut out, you will be well stewarded and carried through the practice is what I'm attempting to say. Okay, I haven't seen any, and I was also maybe stalling a little bit to see if there's anything else that anyone wanted to share about what was up for them for today's practice. Feel free to send that in at any time and know that I am available in the chat feature if you need any support during the practice. Other than that, I'm going to invite you to get again as comfy cozy as you'd like in a laying down position. You're welcome to have your cameras on. The recording will not catch it, but and it will give me information to guide you. At the end of today, we will pause. It'll probably be after it'll definitely be after the recording stops, and it'll be likely past the hour mark. But for those of you who can stay and share a little bit about your practice, I find that that tends to be overly supportive in a beautiful, rich, layered way to really just sort of like wrap your whole experience up. And it makes a big difference. But I don't also want to put any pressure on anybody's nervous system. So if that's like not feeling the thing, then no need to speak. You're welcome to just like hang out and be amongst that energy. And sometimes just hearing other people express what happened to them is equally as supportive in integration and understanding your own process in the mix of things has been, anyways, my experience. I'm gonna invite you to consider that and to do as you will amongst it all. Okay, I've gotten a couple of messages. Thank you all for that all. Okay, and I'm gonna switch gears and hit some music here shortly. So I'm going to invite you to just begin to move your body, shake, shimmy, take a few deep breaths, make a little sound in the exhale with those movements. We'll do that two more times. Big breath in. Letting it all fall away. And one more time. And then I'm going to begin by having you turn your attention to your jaw. I'm going to invite you to open up your back of your jaw and the front of your mouth, your teeth, your jaw alike, in equal measure. And as you open up the mouth, know that it's actually a center for nourishment, as well as it is an opportunity to connect to our more human centers. We can think of this as inviting nourishment deeply into your human centers, your lower chakras. As we welcome nourishment in this small way, knowing that again, we're doing it strategically, mindfully, consciously, as a tool to also evoke what might be behind, what doesn't seem to be so nourishing in this life. Any undigested content that hasn't been available to be digested gets a chance to be met in this small act of just simply opening up your mouth to receive nourishment and to offer nourishment back. And as you open up the jaw, I'm going to invite you to do it to the point of mild stretch. To the point of mild stretch. And as you feel that stretch, it's not going into pain or discomfort, stopping short of that, but seeing if you can stretch the limits of that. The jaw is also a center for control. That might say, like, I want to hang on to some of that unfinished business. And we're just going to, not push past that because it's there for a good reason, but we're just going to nudge up against it and let it know, like, hi, we're here. And we see all the weight that you've been carrying. And we're actually here to support you. We're here to support you in digesting some of this weight so you don't have to work so hard. We're here for you, so you don't have to work so hard. And as you open up the jaw to that point of that mild stretch, we're beginning the practice of the breath, and we're connecting the breath. So we're taking a vibrant inhale, and then we're surrendering the exhale, meaning the inhale has just a little bit of effort to it, and the exhale falls away. So the inhale, almost like lifting a hand up, is working a little bit in the same vein against gravity. Ironically, as you breathe in, the air actually floats down and up. It goes in all directions, but it's got the energetic vibration of just a little bit of effort as it might take to like lift up your leg against gravity. And on the exhale, it's like when your leg or your hand can fall right back down again. So the inhale is meeting the gravity of the undigested material here. So it takes just a little bit of effort. And on that exhale, we surrender, saying, like, hey, I actually don't need that anymore. I actually don't need to keep myself safe in those old ways. I don't need to hang on to that old pain and suffering as a means of protection. I get to open. So it's a simple thing, this opening up our mouth and breathing. And there is a radicalness to it. It's an invitation to radically accept yourself, to radically turn towards you, and to do something that's different from how we often defend ourselves as we turn the tide against the usual dynamics of victim, of blame consciousness. And we step into saying, like, hi, I'm really curious to see what's here. I'm really curious to see what's here right now. And I'm really curious to be with myself and to be with all the parts of me that have been carrying all of this undigested stuff for so long. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here today with my friends. And thank you to all that's gone into this sweet moment of connection. Thank you, Creator, and thank you to all of our compassionate helpers, both seen and unseen, that have gathered here with us today, holding this space safe and sacred, nourishing us, guiding us, holding us, loving us, embracing all of who we are unconditionally at all times. Thank you for you. And thank you to the earth that grounds us. The sky above giving us space, to the water that flows through us, connecting our emotions and our consciousness. And thank you to the fire that purifies, connecting us to source, to spirit, to the mystery, to that which is beyond this world. Thank you to the material and the non-material worlds exactly as they are. And thank you to all of your families, your ancestors, your lineages, Thank you for being here. And thank you for carrying all that's been carried through these lines, wisdom and challenges alike. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Blessings on your journey today. So vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales. Connecting the breath without pause. Just as that inhale ends, the exhale begins. And just as the exhale ends, the inhale begins. Breathing. Breathing and remembering what's here. Breathing and receiving this life and allowing it to flow through you. And as you cross your arms, notice what's here. Notice what happens inside of you as you cross your arms. And what happens here? What happens here is I can take that all in. Oh, you can't hear the music. Embracing it as a posture to open the heart, as it may feel, in a way, protecting
the goodness of your heart.
Drinking that goodness of your heart in this place, and noticing what it's like to feel protected. What is it to feel protected down to the very core of you and your family? Hearing that as a whisper, I love you.
I love you.
Like you can whisper to your heart itself, hey, I'm here with you, and I love you. That intention even more mindfully, more heartfully, becomes this act of self-care. As you learn what it is to offer yourself the attention to those parts that may not have had it at all, in all times, in all ways, notice what it's like to let those little ones in you know, like, hey, I care. I'm here with you. And boy, do I love you. I'm listening. Here with you.
This is a journey into freedom.
Thank you. With every breath, I'm here with you. And all your qualities are welcome.
Welcome the wisdom that arises within the vastness of your heart.
Welcoming this nourishment. When steeped in, brings bliss. So I invite you to steep in the bliss of you, of your authentic essence, in a way that you get to arrive at, potentially by not fighting, but simply by surrendering into what's here in this moment. And to help move anything out of the way that's blocking that, I invite you to make just a little sound.
Awareness. The radiance of your soul just above your head.
And if that soul that's radiating just above your head can make a sound. What sound would it make? And if you're in a place where you can't do that out loud, I'm going to invite you to do it in your mind. But if you can do it out loud, I'm going to invite you to do it out loud. I'm going to invite you to expand this breath so you can make even just a little bit more sound in your next inhale. If you're open to it.
This is your silent witness. Your timeless beloved. Your thread to oneness.
Thank you.
truth of who you are.
Welcoming yourself. Welcoming yourself. Because you get to now. Because you get to now. And in this way, radically rebelling against anything you've been told about you, it's anything other than this.
Serene.
Every breath.
Now keeping your right hand over your heart. Rest your left hand flat across your belly.
And with this small gesture, right hand over chest and heart, left hand over belly, I am so deeply held in love. I'm so deeply held. With every breath from the inside out, held, feeling that love flow through you with each and every inhale. As you get to.
This ancient posture takes us to the old ones. They sit in circles of fire.
Nothing has ever actually been wrong with you. It was just a confusion. It was just a confused, misunderstood rejection that actually wasn't true. And what if the biggest rebellion in this moment is right here? Is it to reject? To be rejected. what is it to reject the rejection?
And relax in their support.
With kind, loving, no.
Ask for their assistance.
Rejecting the rejection with the assistance of these guides, these ancestors, these spirits are here for you, supporting you from the inside out, giving you all the protection you've ever needed and more. They've got your back. They've got
you
your back.
Never alone.
You're so deeply held by a team of support. So deeply so that you get to reject all those other messages that you've been told about you. You get to reject those times where you were rejected for just simply being you. And you get to embrace what's here.
Any thoughts, feelings, images, any memories, emerge only for healing.
This way we reclaim our faith. This way we reclaim our faith, slowly, one breath at a time. We reclaim our faith through direct experience, which requires no belief. My direct experience requires no belief.
Now gently open your arms, outstretched before you, palms up, slightly cupped.
In this way we open to the feminine to receive, to drink caressings in.
Is rooted in the ancient goddess cultures of the world.
hit the ultimate rejection of rejection, meaning we rebelliously accept the wild woman that's here. We receive her. We receive her.
White buffalo woman. Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin. She is the divine mother. She holds all.
The pinnacle of nourishment itself on every level, right here. I open and I receive.
When we open our arms, we open our heart. When we open our heart, we hold all. And we are free.
I'm remembering that
I am the face of love. My love holds my fear. My joy holds my sorrows. My compassion embraces my wounds.
And in these ways, I reclaim my essence.
I am the silent witness. I am timeless and eternal. I am the beloved. I am the beloved.
In these ways, I reclaim.
I am free.
Me.
Each of your hands in the crevice where your belly joins your thighs. Fingers spread apart. This ancient posture is an inner dance of celebration. It is a sensual dance of ecstasy. Joy and freedom are your birthright.
invite you to move intuitively with your body. I invite you to move intuitively with arms, with legs, with body, with head. In any which way, small, big, whatever feels right for you from the inside out. Embracing your movement. And in this way, choosing of your own free will to receive assistance from unconditional love so you can peacefully process any unresolved hurts, rejections, abandonments, judgments, betrayal. Embodying living with openness. Embodying living with love. And embodying what it is to live with connection. In the spirit and the flesh. With those who can accept your love and love you too. Through divine grace, we ask for this assistance in attracting that soul tribe, that soul family of life, heavenly and humanly alike, so you can experience belonging, conscious community, in a way that lets you share your life and your love with others around you. Through unconditional love, may all the beings feel the blessing for what it is to have true family, of deep abiding, divine love. Connections and finding the nourishment even when it seems really hidden, really in surprising ways. How curious can I be to what's here? Parts of you that don't have logic, that don't make sense, that are irrational, in ways that might even be mysterious.
We always served our soul.
broken home. Welcome home.
Remember who you truly are.
It is now time to gently undo the patterns of attempting to fit in, trusting that you are exactly as you are meant to be, connecting to the magnetism through you, drawing love and friendship from those who vibrate at a similar level of consciousness to you, and to leave past hurts and rejections behind, You no longer need them to grow. Be brave and pray to connect to your family of light, not only in spirit, but also here on earth, and let them in. Know that you belong here in spirit and in body to be loved, held, touched, listened to, and accepted. Just as you are. Just as you are. You are just enough as, pardon me, excuse me, you are enough just as you are. You are enough just as you are. You are enough just as you are. You enough. You are enough. Exactly as you are. Let yourself rest here in the effects of the practice. And you're welcome to slow the breath if you haven't already. Resting in stillness, perhaps the most radical, rebellious act for the feminine there is. Perhaps her truest, authentic expression occurring through rest.
Para que leva Julie Balutua. Songi bandiko e likambo na matema e ngai na matema uno para ki leva chuli lo lutua
bringing in a few small movements into fingers and toes, deepening your breath, and when you're ready, slowly rolling to one side or the other.
Show myself to know myself. shore for the earth from which I came. My prayers for you to do the same. I do not show you the skin for you. Show myself.
Thank you for the opportunity to gather here today with all of my friends. And thank you to all of our compassionate helpers who joined us, both seen and unseen. Thank you for your wisdom, your grace, holding us. And thank you to the earth for enriching our grounded, nourishing experience today. To the sky, reminding us what it is to have space. The fire that connects us to spirit, and the water connecting us to our consciousness. We ask that this work that came through today continue to live on in good ways for ourselves, for our families, for our ancestors, for our lineage in this world. And thank you, thank you, thank you for the sheer existence of my friends being here today exactly as they are. What a beautiful thing. Oh, Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. So this is a beautiful time for those of you that are listening to the recording or needing to leave shortly, who are unable to stay for the shares, to turn to your time for contemplation, to journal, and to reflect on all that did come through today. Thank you for your patience with the tech glitches between the new computer and the new Wi-Fi that got hooked up late last night. I am just really happy that we had a call go today. And I'm looking forward to ironing out those bugs in the coming weeks. So thank you again for your patience and your grace to that all. Mwah, mwah, mwah. We'll see you next week as we enter round 5 and we work with transforming fear that week. Okay, y'all, have yourselves a beautiful rest of your day. And for those of you who need to leave and for anyone who can stick around, please do so. And we will offer a few shares around your experience today. Okay, thank you, y'all. Again, one last kiss for the road.